Every Thursday morning, we check in with our good friend and the chancellor at Ivy Tech. It's Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, but you sound delightful.
We are better every minute.
Delightful.
When you have to turn the air conditioner on the entire month of September, it's not, you're trapped in your own stuff. And I just like to give a big shout out to my children that pick up every germ everywhere they go and bring it home with them. Awesome. Great.
Yes, we appreciate it, right?
It's the final day of September. The month has flown by. Obviously, it always does. Busy times out there. And your neighbors, the Cook Group, as we talked last week, are making large strides to revitalize, but I don't have a better word right now, the west side of the old GE plant. And that palpable buzz is going everywhere because they're talking about job creation down the road. They're talking about getting Catalent to buy here and get that going. This all affects you and your students one way or another, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and it affects, our ability to also help Cook and Catalent, find those students out there that want to go through those degree programs so that they want to work for Catalent and, of course, for Cook, because they are going to add jobs. And so it's an effort that we'll be doing together to go out and look for, whether it's a student coming right out of high school or maybe an adult that stopped going to school and is working somewhere and that really wants a well-paid job with an excellent organization, both in Cook and Catalent. So we'll be working with them to make that happen.
Jenny, they're having some meetings at Ivy Tech now, too, for their employees to talk about what this is all about.
That's right. So Cook Pharmaca, they have about 1,600 students, and Catalent is coming in, coming here to Bloomington. Actually, they were on our campus most of yesterday afternoon, and then all day today, and then tomorrow until probably about 1. And what they're doing is that new company, that new organization, is talking with the Cook Pharmaca employees and going over, some of their benefits, the new benefits as a new employee of Catalent and things like that. And we offered our space, and so we will have about, most all those employees will need to get that information. And so they're coming through the building yesterday, like I said, through tomorrow, and about 1,600 people doing that. And, it's our honor to offer them that space. Cook, their name is right there on the building, and so they're in our building, and we're excited and proud to help them.
One of the things that Catalent spoke about, and I know with the Achieve Your Degree program that you have for employees like already at Cook who never got a college degree, et cetera, that one of the things Catalent talks about is they like being near colleges because they like to tap into that brain knowledge that's out there with college kids. So their headquarters is in Madison, Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin. So, it's a natural to be down here. Have you had any conversations with them about Ivy Tech?
No, not yet. It's a little early, in this transition, but we will be there. We'll be part of that conversation, and they'll be on our campus all day today, so I plan to go down there and introduce myself. Yesterday was their first day, and I believe they started at around 5, and I didn't really want to get in the way, so today I'll be down there just to say hello and welcome them and, offer them to come at any time that they want to come and see our building, see our labs, our biotechnology area. But, there's other areas besides biotechnology that they'll need. They'll need accountants and the IT guys and all that kind of thing. So we can show them all that we can offer that new company coming to Bloomington. We're excited.
Now, the Cook Institute is coming up October 18th. That's an annual event now, eighth year or so?
Yep, this is our eighth annual Cook Institute event on October 18th. Tickets are still available. So Tony Moravec from Columbus is our speaker. He is an entrepreneur, started many, many businesses from the late 70s, currently is the CEO of Blarix Labs. It's an over-the-counter pharmaceutical company. Some people might know the renovated and historic, I'm going to say this name wrong, I'm going to say it up front, Zaharakos, and that's the ice cream parlor in Columbus, right downtown. It's an incredible place. If you've never been, it's worth the journey to Columbus to check that out. But He will be on our campus on the 18th. Again, tickets are $75 a person. If there's a student out there that wants to attend, we can get you a ticket for $25. And we have sponsorships available. And it's always a great event. It's a lunchtime event on our campus, again, on October 18th.
Now, we know about a lot of people. We've got a shark right here from Bloomington who is very much involved in professional sports. But you're having the Ivy Tech version of a Shark Tank. Explain that.
Right. It's going to be a pretty cool competition focused on creating an app that will be just for students. Also, this is a competition that is just for students. It can be any student at Ivy Tech. And this is a program or a competition that's created through the School of Informatics. It's a statewide competition. Our own Chris Carroll, who is our program chair for the School of Informatics on our campus, is in charge of it for the Bloomington campus. And what we want is we want our own students to create that app, something that they can use, a mobile software application that they can use, whether it's to find out, hey, what's new today going on campus? Oh, tuition is due. It's time to register. What's going on? What new item? Food item? Is it Bee Foods? How's parking today? All of those kinds of things. And so we are looking for students to enter the competition. The initial application is really simple. You just need to write a one-page document about your proof of concept, about what it is that you want to create. And then so that gets submitted. Applications are due by October 13th. You've got about 2 weeks, and students can win up to $1,500 for this great prize. And it'll be an app that students can use on a statewide basis. So more to come about that, and call us if you want to hear more about that, or if you're a student and you want to get involved in that.
We're talking with Jenny Vaughn, who's the chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Jenny, we don't talk too much about it, but one of the programs you have at Ivy Tech is kinesiology. And while the name may be a little foreign to some people, there are a lot of aspects to this. It's a great program. You want to talk about that?
All right. It's our Ivy Tech's kinesiology and exercise science program. So you're right. It's a long, long word, big words, all that. It's really prepare individuals to become fitness professionals, and so prepare students for a dynamic workplace in all kinds of fitness workplace areas and teaching. And so we do offer that program. We actually have a new class that right away a student can receive a certification. It's a new class offered this semester, and I think we'll offer it next semester. And it's a certification in special population specialist certificate. So they can, it's a national strength and conditioning certification, so they can get that certification, go right into a training work environment to help people with chronic or temporary health conditions. So it's a big deal right now, and if anyone is interested in the program, even just to get that one certification, come on out and we'll help you make that happen.
Now, one of the things that I want to talk about is the guy that was involved with the movie Hoosiers and Rudy has got a connection with something that's going on at Ivy Tech.
Yes, that's right. We are
Ivy Tech Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly.
Rolling out the red
Hollywood
carpet. Get your popcorn
David
ready.
Anspaugh.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So through the Waldron, you know that we have student productions, and we have at least two in an academic year. And we're gearing up right now for the Ivy Tech student productions. The show is Spring Awakening. It's the musical with, as you mentioned, David Anspaugh, who directed both Hoosiers and Rudy. We're super excited to have him with us and guiding us through this entire production. And that show opens October 20th. And these tickets, I know, are going to sell very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a musical, Spring Awakening, but, you know, because of the director, David Anspaugh, directing that play for us. Tickets are $15 for general admission and $5 for students and seniors. So come on out to see a great show. Starts October 20th.
Well, and he's got a partner in this community with Mr. Pizzo. They may
That's
have
right.
a conversation or two other there. Hey, before we
That's
let you
right.
go,
you never know.
You honored one of the benefactors of Ivy Tech for a lot of the things they do, and that's Duke Energy in
That's
a statewide
right.
Program that was in French Lick.
That's right. Last Thursday, in fact, we were down in French Lick. It was a statewide event, and it was our Benefactor of the Year event at the evening, and it was absolutely wonderful. So our Benefactor of the Year, as you mentioned, is, I think you mentioned, is Duke Energy. Mm-hmm. A lot of people in our community know Bruce Calloway, and he was there along with the with Don Horth, who's the principal community affairs consultant for the state through the Duke Energy Foundation. But Duke has been our friend for over 25 years with so many different things. They help us with advancing some of our programs and other things that go on our campus. And he, Bruce in particular, is just fantastic and big, great support all around, broad cross-section of all the different things that they've helped us with. And in fact, too, at that event, one of our students was able to start the program and tell about his experience at Ivy Tech and how scholarships have helped him in particular. And that's Joshua Johnson. And he shared his own personal story about how he started at Ivy Tech as a homeless student. He was actually living in his car.
Wow.
And he applied for scholarships. He received many scholarships. He's now, our Student Government Association president. He spoke in front of all of these benefactors. There were 250 people there at West Baden. He is a success story like no other, and a pretty awesome kid. And he's going to graduate in May. He's a web designer, and he's very. He has his own business. He helps international students find housing. So here's a kid that was homeless first semester with us, and now he's our SGA president and has a huge future in front of him.
You're not proud of that kind of stuff, are you?
I am. This kid just, there was not a dry eye in the house. He's pretty awesome. And I get to see him every day, which is even better.
Excellent news. Not surprising. We always hear good stuff from you on Thursday. And next week when we talk, it'll be October, so we need Halloween costume requirements and suggestions as well. On top of all, the great things that are going on at Ivy Tech. Jenny, thank you for your time as always.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.